The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Oh, my goodness. I had fully intended not to mention anything else about the shooting here in Columbus, the tragic shooting, the loss of life of a 16-year-old black teenager. But I just moments ago received a message on Facebook saying you cannot deny implicit bias. In other words, if the girl had been white, the police officer wouldn't have shot her. Now, do we have any proof of that? No. Have any evidence of that? No. Has there been even any wild, crazy speculation that this cop was a racist? No. Let me just repeat, then I'm going to move on. All right? Let me just repeat. To assume something about an individual simply because of the color of their skin is racist. If you're a white person and you just assume things about an individual because they're black, you got some problems with racism. If you're a black individual and you assume things about a certain individual just because of the color of their skin, you got some problems with racism. And that's the truth. All right, and I will leave it at that. I will leave it at that. What I referred to just before the break, this is from USA Today. We have been told over and over and over again, we got to get to herd immunity. We got to get to herd immunity. We got to get to herd immunity. And the only way we're going to get there is everybody gets vaccinated. And we all get vaccinated, then we're going to achieve herd immunity. And as soon as we reach herd immunity, we can take off our mask and go back to normal. That's what we have been told by almost all the experts until now. USA Today headline: is herd immunity to COVID-19 possible? Experts increasingly say no. Quote, once we reach herd immunity, public officials have said, masks won't be necessary and hugging and handshakes, not to mention gyms, bars, and dining can return. Health experts are moving away from the idea of reaching some magic number. That is what you call settled science. They tell you one thing last week, something different this week, and then they will tell you something different next week, and it is settled science. For a day or two. Oh, we lost Chris. I was just getting ready to go to the phones. Chris was on the phone. I was just getting ready to go to the phone, and we lost Chris. I don't know what happened. Chris, if you're listening, we didn't hang up. Call back, and I'll put you on. All right, let's leave COVID and shootings and all that behind. This is sad. They might as well just close the doors at Seattle Pacific University. Seattle Pacific University is a Christian university out on the West Coast, and it is associated with the Free Methodist Church. The Free Methodist Church, pretty solid conservative denomination. But they have been in a heated controversy on the campus about their position on LGBTQ people. Number one, can students be involved in same-sex relationships, even same-sex marriage? Students. Secondly, can the university hire known, avowed, practicing LGBTQ people? Well, the trustee board has said repeatedly, no, no, no. We are a biblical institution. We're associated with a denomination that says this is sinful behavior. Our student handbook says it is sinful behavior. The contract that our teachers and faculty and staff have to sign says this is sinful behavior. No, 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 no. That's the board of trustees, the governing board of the school. A couple of days ago, a no-confidence vote was held on campus concerning the school's governing board. A no-confidence vote. Now, are you with me? I don't want to confuse you. The governing board says we are going to be biblical when it comes to sexuality and gender for students, student relationship, and the people we hire. That has been the position since the founding of Seattle Pacific University, and the governing board says we're not going to change now. Student groups have been demanding we got to change. Faculty members have said we got to change. And you ready for this? A no-confidence vote was taken on campus. No confidence. It was approved by 72% of the faculty. 72% of the faculty have said to the governing board, we need to change our policies concerning LGBTQ people and the hiring of staff who are LGBTQ. 72% of the faculty. Now, one of two things is going to happen. Either the board is going to hold the line and fire the 72%, and they won't have any faculty left, and they will have to basically rebuild. By the way, that's what happened at Southern Seminary down in Louisville when Al Mohler became president. Didn't happen overnight. Or the governing board is going to have to capitulate, give in, and this will be the end of the biblical integrity of Seattle Pacific University. In other words, they are in a fight for their spiritual life. We'll keep an eye on this, try to let you know what happens. Sad. Sad. How did this happen? How did the governing board allow 72% of the faculty to adopt a non-biblical view? I can't answer that question. All right, before the break, let's hurry. Let's go to Steve in Columbus, Indiana. Hey, Steve, you're on Bob Rennie Live. Welcome, and thank you for calling.
Bob. Steve, you know, I think you're being a little bit rough on some of the scientists on the COVID-19, you know, the difficulty with this is that there's a lot of unknown, and it's a very new agent or a virus. And as a simple example, and I cite this to people frequently, is the vaccines we're using, we really don't even know the length of time you will gain immunity from it. So, unfortunately, when people are presenting data, that data is very short term, or it's based on short term results, and much of it will change. So when you, and I haven't read the article you referenced, USA Today, but when you talk about the notion of herd immunity, one big issue, for instance, with viruses is how fast do they change or mutate? And how viable or how strong are those mutations? It's just such a difficult subject. And
well, Steve, you know what? And I got to hurry. I don't disagree with anything you say, but here's my problem. The experts need to tell us that they're making up the rules as they go, and they really have no clue whether what we tell you today will be true next week. If they would be that honest and that transparent and say, we know less than what we know, and we're making these things up as we go, please go along with us, that would be fine. But these rules, these policies have been presented, particularly by Fauci and other people, in a very authoritarian manner. If you do this, then we can deal with this. And then 2 months later, it's all changed. So I understand that it's changing. I understand this is a new virus. And I understand that the vaccines are brand new. I get that. I wish we were just told that and that the experts were more honest with us and tell us they're making up things as they go.
Well, I do agree with you I to an extent. I don't know that they're making it up, but I think that what they should do is genuinely state our results are based on this limited information and we may change that position. I don't think they're making it up, but they're... They should be more clear. That's absolutely true.
I agree. I feel in many cases we've been deceived. I'm not even saying it's intentional, although Dr. Fauci has admitted that he intentionally misled the American public about masks because he was afraid we would run out and medical professionals wouldn't have them. He lied to us in order to protect the number of masks for medical professionals, and he's admitted that. So at least he was truthful in that. Steve, I am grateful you're listening over in Columbus, Indiana. Please feel free to call anytime. Thank you. I appreciate it. All right. I think that just proved my point. Don't speak with great authority when you don't know what you're doing. And don't try to tell us this is settled science when it's going to change next week and certainly next month. Be honest. All right, we'll be back.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, this is encouraging. MoveOn.org knows how to solve America's problems with shootings, mass murder. They MoveOn.org. Now, most of you are familiar. MoveOn.org is a far, far, far left organization. And they've got the answer. I just got an email. Dear MoveOn member, I am not a member of MoveOn.org, but somehow I got on their mailing list. Dear MoveOn member, it's one mass shooting after another. Austin, Texas, Kenosha, Wisconsin, the FedEx facility in Indianapolis, Indiana last Thursday. Now, it's interesting, and I do not believe there's a connection. I want to make that clear. Honestly, I don't believe there's a connection. But have you noticed the rise of mass shootings since Joe Biden became president? The only reason I mention that, I do not make the connection between the rise in mass shootings and Joe Biden being president. I don't. However, if this was the second term of Donald Trump and we had this rash of mass shootings, there would be a connection. Look at there. You reelected Donald Trump and we've got mass shootings everywhere. And they would blame Trump. But the news media is not going to blame Biden. And I don't. Okay, just want to make that clear. 50 mass shootings in the span of 1 month. I had no idea we had that many, but you know MoveOn.org wouldn't lie. 50 mass shootings in the span of 1 month. That's more than one every day, according to MoveOn.org. And it's happening as the police last week shot and killed another black man, 20-year-old Dante Wright. Bob, we cannot let this continue. And listen to this, and here's the quote. We know how to stop this horrific violence. They got the answer. Okay? MoveOn.org has the answer. Again, I'm quoting. We know how to stop this horrific violence. Number one, we need to pass gun safety laws. Okay. The only problem, in all of the mass shootings that have occurred since the first of the year, the gun legislation that has been proposed by the Biden administration would not have stopped one of them. Not even one. Let that sink in. The gun laws being proposed by the Biden administration wouldn't have stopped any of the mass shootings. We need to pass gun safety laws. That's number one. Number two, re-envision the police. Well, they're talking about 50 mass shootings in 1 month. The police were not involved in any of the mass shootings. They were involved in some individual shootings. But this is the answer to mass shootings. Number one, we need to pass gun safety laws. Number two, re-envision the police. But the police were not involved in these mass shootings. And then number three, combat white supremacy. That's right. The problem is the police and white people. If we could just take care of the police and white people, we wouldn't have any mass shootings. We could just take care of those police and white people. They are the problem. This is the simplistic and loony answers, according to the liberal left. They don't deal with hearts. They don't deal with the family structure being completely destroyed. They don't deal with the violence in our inner cities. They don't deal with any of the real issues. We need to pass gun laws. Re-envision police. And take care of those mean, nasty white people. Wow. All right. Hey, thanks for joining me. I hope you have a great evening. But please remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.